world today, we face doubt, and we are not assured of much. But as followers of Christ, we have much assurance when we look to God's Word instead of the world news. I'd like to share with you where you can find true, unchangeable assurance. First, let's look at the very most important assurance, and that is the assurance of our salvation. Have you ever doubted your salvation? Are you in a stage of doubt right now? You know, Satan loves it when we doubt our salvation. But in 1 John, it gives us all the assurance we need. 1 John 5:11 through 12 says, "And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and His life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." I encourage you today, when you're having those doubts, having this verse memorized or written somewhere so it's readily available to you to read and ponder on, these verses will speak the truth into you, and the doubts that you are having will just fade away. If the doubts don't leave you, please take time and ask yourself, have I really, truly ever given my life to the Lord? There's no shame in recognizing you need Jesus as Lord. No matter what your life looks like to the world from the outside, you may be living a life that looks like you're a believer in Jesus, but maybe truly you haven't accepted Him into your heart and into your life. What matters most is that you are positive that He is your Lord. So make sure of that today, and you can find assurance in His Word. We can also find assurance that God hears our prayers. Sometimes we may think we aren't worthy, so we don't ask. God loves you, and He desperately wants to hear from you. Remember, our salvation is based on a loving God that wants a relationship with us. And as we well know, we can't have a relationship without communication. So talk to Him. Be open with Him. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence." So go to God with confidence in your heart that He's going to hear you, because He is. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Go to Him. Go to Him with all those requests. Jesus gives us assurance of answered prayer. In John 16:24, it says, "Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." Now here, Jesus didn't say that His disciples had not prayed or asked before. He just said that they had not asked in His name before. When we ask in Jesus' name, it doesn't always mean His answer will be yes. Asking in Jesus' name means we are trusting Him for the answer that is for our good and His glory, no matter if it's yes or if it's no. What we want is not always what Jesus wants for us. He knows best. He knows the future. He knows the outcome. The third assurance we find in Scripture is the assurance of victory over sin. Yes, we are all weak, and we are all lured and tempted to sin. But 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted," which we all will be, "He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." We can have victory over sin. We should celebrate that. Our loving God promises victory over temptation. Our fourth assurance today is the assurance of forgiveness. Yes, we need assurance that we will be forgiven. We're human and we sin on a regular basis. Nevertheless, God makes provisions in His Word for the failures of His children. Let's look at 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let's all confess our sins today. Let's recognize our sins and call them what they are, sin in the sight of God. Remember, in Proverbs 28:13, it says, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." So God forgives us. He already knows we've sinned. We just need to confess that to Him. God not only forgives, but cleanses us. Another reason to celebrate today. The fifth assurance I want to share with you is the assurance of guidance. We all have thoughts and questions about our futures, sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes on a monthly, yearly, or lifetime basis. Are we asking for God's will for our lives, or are we pondering on what we want and how we see our lives unfolding? Are we asking for His leadership, or are we taking charge of our future on our own? We can be assured for guidance. In Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." God promises to lead us and direct us. Let's rest in Him. Let's rest in His promises. Let's celebrate these assurances today with a smile on our face and a skip in our step. Be assured, God has your best interest in His hands. Have a great week.